Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Have you ever built a life that is perfect to everyone else, but secretly leaves you exhausted and unfulfilled? I was 52 when I finally admitted to myself that something had to change. From the outside, everything looked fine. I had a successful print and design business I'd built over nearly 25 years. Steady income, a reputation I worked hard for, and clients I was proud to serve. I'd also invested heavily in opening a gym a couple of years earlier, something I genuinely believed in. But behind the scenes, I was carrying far more stress than I ever talked about. Deep down, I knew I couldn't keep going where I was. The constant deadlines, financial responsibilities, the never-ending pressure to deliver. I was exhausted, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I realized something crucial. Success on paper doesn't automatically equal happiness in life. Around that time, I made two decisions that most people thought were completely mad. I closed a gym in its original form, relocated to a smaller, more practical space, just so I could keep working with my clients without the crippling overheads. And at the same time, I walked away from my print and design business altogether. There was no master plan, no safety net, just a quiet, unwavering certainty that if I didn't take the risk then, I probably never would. Staying put felt safe on the surface, but it felt far riskier to my health, my happiness, and the kind of life I wanted going forward. I wanted to really, really hear that. Sometimes the scariest step we take isn't into the unknown, it's out of comfort. Because comfort can be like a cage. Even when it looks like everything is perfect. Now, fitness has always been part of my life. I started martial arts at the young age of 12, and it quickly became more than just training for me. It gave me confidence when I didn't have much. It gave me discipline when I needed it most. It gave me focus at a time when my health wasn't great. As a young lad, I suffered badly with bronchitis. I struggled to breathe. While other kids ran effortlessly on pitch, I had to fight for every step. Exercise played a huge role in strengthening my body and improving my overall well-being. Looking back now, that early connection to fitness shaped far more of my life than I realized at the time. Martial arts taught me lessons that went far beyond physical strength. Showing up matters more than talent. Persistence outweighs comfort. And progress is a process, not a finish line. I didn't know it at the time, but those lessons would become the foundation of every decision I made later in life. As I moved into adulthood, my career took me down a very different path. In 1994, I founded my own print and design business. And what started as a leap of faith grew into a long and successful career. Over the years, I worked with major global brands and luxury car companies. The business became well established, financially secure, and respected within the industry. From the outside, it looked like I had everything figured out. Stability, success, and a future most people would be reluctant to walk away from. But it's the truth. Success comes with pressure. The French design world is fast-paced, it's competitive, and it's unforgiving. Deadlines never stop. Expectations are relentless. And as the years went on, I found myself working longer hours and carrying greater responsibilities. The business was thriving, but I was burnt out. I began to realize something important. While I was successful on paper, I wasn't fulfilled. Fitness, however, never left me. I learned early on that if I wanted to perform well professionally, I needed to look after my health. Fitness never optional, it was essential. The challenge, like it is for so many busy professionals, was time. Getting to the gym, training, and getting home became another obstacle in an already packed schedule. And I can tell you, trying to squeeze in an hour or two of exercise when your day's already overloaded just isn't sustainable. It doesn't matter how motivated you are, it will eventually fail. Then, in my 40s, I discovered resistance band training, and everything changed. For the first time, I could train effectively in as little as 30 minutes, anytime, anywhere. No gym, no heavy equipment, no wasted travel time. The bands were portable, versatile, low impact, and incredibly effective. They removed the biggest barrier people face, lack of time. Fitness became sustainable again, even alongside a demanding career. I realized then, being smart about training, finding what actually works, was far more important than simply following tradition or appearance. It wasn't about being like a bodybuilder. It was about being functional, strong, and capable in real life. At 50, with the encouragement of clients, friends, and my family, I made a significant leap. I qualified as a personal trainer and fitness coach, and invested heavily in opening a gym. I believed in creating a physical space where people could train properly, feel supported, and improve their health. It felt a natural evolution, combining a lifelong passion of fitness with a formal qualification and a physical facility. The reality, however, was tougher than I expected. The overheads were enormous and the costs were relentless. Despite my best efforts, it became clear that the gym in its original form was not financially feasible. By the time I reached 52, something had changed. Rather than walk away from fitness entirely or abandon my claims, I made a practical decision. I closed the gym and relocated to a smaller, more sustainable space. That move allowed me to continue working with my clients while significantly reducing overheads. It wasn't easy. And then letting go of the original vision and accepting a model that made more sense. But it was the right call He taught me a lesson that has stayed with me ever since. Growth doesn't always mean bigger. Sometimes it means smarter, walking away from comfort. At the same time, I had to be brutally honest about print and design business. Despite success, it no longer aligned with my life that I wanted to live. I was financially secure, but mentally drained and disconnected. Staying felt comfortable, but it was costing me far more than I was willing to admit. So at 52, I walked away from the business I had built over nearly 3 decades. It wasn't gradual. It wasn't a side project. It was a reset. A decision to fully commit something that felt right, even without guarantees. It was uncomfortable. It was uncertain, but it was necessary. And then, in early 2020, COVID arrived. So just as I was settling into a leaner, more sustainable way of working, it was shut down. Gyms closed overnight. In-person training stopped completely. Once again, I had choice. Retreat or adapt. I chose to adapt. I moved my business online. At the time, it felt risky, but it worked. Because moving online removed geography completely. I began working with clients across Ireland and eventually around the world. Same resistance bands that once solved my own time problem became the foundation of a global fitness business. I realized something profound during that time. Sometimes the universe gives you a push. And you can either resist it, or you can use it to accelerate your life in a direction you already knew wanted to go. But today, I work primarily with men and women over 40. Busy professionals, business owners, senior leaders, people who struggle with time, energy, and consistency, people who are highly capable in their work, but find themselves running on empty when it comes to health. I understand their world because I lived it. I'm not teaching theory, I'm teaching from experience. I know what it's like to feel stuck in a life that looks perfect to others, but drains you on the inside. My work now is simple, powerful. I help people reclaim energy, strength, and confidence. I help them realize that time, age, or past choices are not barriers, they're starting points. Now, in my 60s, I see myself as someone who reinvented everything overnight. What I did was make a series of honest decisions. Decisions that came necessary when what I was doing no longer fit. Walking away from two businesses. Starting again in a new industry. Adapt when COVID hit. None of it felt brave at the time. It felt uncomfortable, uncertain, necessary. But those choices gave me something I didn't have before, alignment. I get to do work that really matters to me. I help people over the world improve their health and strength, live a life that feels true to who I am now. And the best part, I get to do it globally. Before I leave you today, I want you to pause and really reflect for a moment. Think about your life, your work, your health, your relationships. Think about that. Are there areas where you've been saying comfortable simply because it's easier? Are there parts of your life where you've convinced yourself that the waiting is the safest option, even though deep down you know change is necessary? We often underestimate the subtle ways comfort can cater us. It doesn't always come as a dramatic moment of fear. It shows up quietly as the extra hours you spend on work that doesn't fulfill you, as the postponed health goals, as the hesitancy to take a leap because it's too risky and too old. But here's the truth. What feels safe isn't always safe. Staying put when your life is calling for growth is far riskier than stepping into the unknown. I want you to imagine a version of yourself that's living fully, completely aligned with your passions, your values, and your purpose. Picture the energy you'd have, the confidence, the fulfillment. That's exactly how I feel now, having made those changes. Now think about what's keeping you from becoming that version of yourself today. The barriers are rarely external. There are rarely circumstances outside your control. They're often internal. Self-doubt, fear of failure, fear of judgment. I felt them all at the time. And those fears, they're normal. They're human. But they don't get the final say when they select them. You've heard my story. You know that at 52, I walk away from two businesses. A life of comfort, a career that looked perfect to us. And I did it not because I had a detailed roadmap or a guaranteed plan, but because I listened to something deeper, my own truth. And I want you to hear this clearly. Your truth is already guiding you. It's whispering when you're awake and nudging you in moments of quiet reflection. The challenge is simple. Will you listen? Will you act? It's easy to assume that change has to be monumental, a life-altering event that turns everything upside down. But here's the reality. It doesn't. Change is often a series of small, deliberate steps. It's choosing to prioritize your health when you let time slip away. It's deciding to spend a few extra minutes learning, connecting, and improving yourself. It's showing up when it's convenient. It's committing day after day to decisions that build momentum towards a life that matters. I want you to take a moment to consider one small, deliberate step you take this week. One action that aligns the person you want to become. Maybe it's reconnecting with your health. I strongly encourage you to do this. Maybe it's finally pursuing that passion project you've been talking about for years. Whatever it is, don't overthink it. Just decide. Decide to take action, because momentum doesn't start with a grand gesture, it starts with a decision. And here's the beautiful part. And I can say this for certain from my own experience. The step you take today has ripple effects. It might feel insignificant at first, but it compounds over time. One small choice leads to another. One action is conflictus, one station leads to clarity. And before you know it, the light that once seemed distant and out of reach starts to take shape right in front of you. And that's the power of alignment. That's the power of starting again at any age, with any background, in any circumstance. I also want to remind you that the journey isn't linear. There will be setbacks. There will be moments of doubt. There will be days when you feel like nothing is changing and the comfort you thought you left behind seems more appealing than ever. And that's okay. I felt all those emotions at the time. Process is rarely a straight line. The measure of success isn't avoiding failure. It's how you respond when you face it. Do you retreat into comfort, or do you push forward with persistence, with patience, and with courage? Because that choice defines everything. And here's another truth I've learned. It's never too late to inspire someone else along the way. Every step you take, every risk you embrace, every barrier you break, becomes a signal to those around you. Your story, your courage, your action, it matters. It influences your colleagues, your friends, your family, and even people you've never met. Transformation isn't personal, it's contagious. When you decide to show up fully, you create permission for the others to do the same. So as you leave here today, I want you to carry this with you. Clock is ticking, yes, but it's ticking in your favor. Every moment that passes is an opportunity to move closer to alignment, closer to purpose, closer to the life we are capable of living. Don't waste another minute maintaining a life that does serve you. Step forward, take action, make the small, deliberate decisions to add up to extraordinary change. And finally, remember this, your life is not defined by your past choices, your age, or even your current circumstances. It's defined by courage you show in present moments. The strength you summon in the past uncertain, the willingness to embrace discomfort in pursuit of something greater, that is how transformation happens. That's how lives are reinvented. That is how you claim your power. I leave you with this thought, because it's the one that got me through every uncertain moment, every risk, every leap. It's never too late, never too late to start again, never too late to take a risk, never too late to build something meaningful. You have the capacity, the experience, the resilience and wisdom to make it happen. The question is, will you take that first step? Because the world doesn't wait, and neither should you. Next chapter of your life is ready, waiting for you to claim it. I'm Dave Hurley, the founder of Dave Hurley Fitness and the Resistance Planning Academy. I'm based here in Ireland, but I work online globally. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. And please do check out my new Resistance Plan Academy, patreon.com/DaveHurleyFitness. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to me today.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.